the 7-year global peace plan. What I will read has all scriptural backing. I will not read the references, but I would advise you to download the last 7 years' scriptures from johanpeters.in under the subdivision Prophetic Events on the homepage. We have wars and rumors of war, the saber rattling of the powerful, and the flexing of their nuclear muscles intensifies. We have Ukraine, then we have different other places. Is Taiwan next? A peace treaty will be a euphoric solution and answer to the prayers for peace. An ancient prophecy says, "He shall confirm the covenant with many, the UN, for 7 years. The "he" refers to a dynamic world leader who is now waiting in the shadows to come on the world stage with a peace and economic plan. This plan or treaty or covenant is also called the Holy Covenant and thus has religious implications. Points that the treaty will in all probability include are Jerusalem to be an international multi-religious capital. The Jewish people will build their third temple, reinstating animal sacrifice. You see the pamphlet, the third Jewish temple, in the same subdivision of prophetic events. A new worldwide currency or credit system will be put into place. Then we have the 10 political economic regions, which will go into operation. Then we have some kind of peace agreement for the Arab-Israeli issues. Then we have the propaganda for the RFID, the radio frequency identification chip, to be a world citizen. Hooray! It is time to celebrate. Everyone will praise and admire this new world leader. The Bible refers to him as the beast or the Antichrist. Anti now means against, while in the original Greek, avrichristus means pseudo-Christ, instead of Christ, or replacement of Christ. He is to be the Messiah that we have all been waiting for. He restores the collapsed economy, brings stability, peace, and safety. His peace treaty of 7 years is also the length of his tenure. While we are awestruck with him, he will organize the worst treacherous totalitarian dictatorship that we have ever encountered in all of world history. With time, the RFID implant will become mandatory, and this means no more runaways, as we can be located anywhere, anytime, for further education or elimination. The false prophet, or quote-unquote Elijah, this so-called prophet has made it his life's calling to promote the replacement of Christ. He makes fire come down from heaven on the earth. The prophet Elijah also called down fire from heaven in the Bible. John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah to announce Jesus, the true Messiah. It says in Matthew 11:14, "I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the Lord," says in Malachi 4:5. This Elijah will say that he announces the final reincarnated Messiah. Well, there is no reincarnated Messiah except the Antichrist, so be not deceived. Now, during the first 3.5 years of the Antichrist's reign, there will be relative mental peace on earth. As there was war in heaven and Satan needs his demons to fight Michael and his angels in heaven. Peace and safety, what's next? "When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Now, if we are too busy to listen and we chase the carrot like a dog chases his tail, we will walk right into the trap that is being set. Too busy with surface life and surviving that we do not see the net just below the surface waiting to swipe us up in its mesh of deceit. We will know that Bible prophecy is true when we see the 7-year peace treaty being confirmed. The prophet Daniel describes the Antichrist as king of the north. He is either a new leader of Russia or one of the former Soviet states. Antichrist is not Putin because he has no desire of women, it says in the Bible. In order to win over the countries, Within the 10 political economic regions, he will erase part or all of the debts to the IMF and the World Bank. He will give financial help to people for which the RFID is needed for banking. With the RFID comes the safety, as our identity cannot be stolen, and cash will have no value, so criminals cannot operate and will be traced quickly. This quote was used by Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister. If you have nothing to hide, then you have nothing to fear. And we all know the results. So in order to enforce peace in the Middle East, he will invade the Middle East, and many shall fall down slain. This will be his first war. He will win this war and go home with great riches. He comes again against the Middle East, but this time also to invade Israel to enforce the peace treaty. This time, however, the ships of Kittim, Israel's allies, come against him, and he turns back, and he is furious against the peace treaty. It says in the Bible, ships of Kittim shall come against him. Now, Kittim is the old name for Cyprus. Since Cyprus became independent in 1960, the UK has kept two SBAs, or sovereign base areas, on the island. From here, the RAF, the Royal Air Force, along with the USA and the NATO, operate. The USA and the UK will remain allies with Israel. The Antichrist suffers a serious assassination attack, says a wound by the sword, but his deadly wound was healed. He will connive a way to break the religious part of the treaty or covenant and declare the daily animal sacrifice in the Jewish temple illegal by reason of transgression. The reason, of course, is that it is a transgression against the animal rights. He will send in the military, most likely the UN peacekeepers, and they will place what the prophet Daniel called the abomination of desolation. This is the same as the image of the beast in Revelation 13. This thing will give the death sentence to as many as will not worship the image of the beast. It'll be cooperation or elimination. Jesus said, "When you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the temple, then flee, move, don't take anything with you, run, for then shall be great tribulation." This AI android will be a very efficient computer and send out lists of names of the non-chipped to the checkposts and the police stations. And if you stay with your house and decide not to run, you will either accept the lies and cooperate or will be eliminated. Who to believe? Can you see how the pre-tribulation puts us to sleep? Please wake up. The train of God's will runs right on time. Some 90 to 95% of the Christians believe that Jesus will take them away before the tribulation. However, Jesus clearly stated that he will return immediately after the tribulation of those days. I think we are safer to believe Jesus. He did not come and give his life to tell us some half-truths that we can change to fit our fancy. There will be a great falling away. They will say, "My Lord delays his coming." It says, "And brother shall betray brother to death." Jesus said, "I wanted to tell you in advance so you can decide ahead of time what to do with your life. That decision is only yours to make and is totally up to you." There will be multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near, says the prophet Joel. So the believers divide into three groups during the tribulation. Group one is they stay with their property and either believe the lies or get decapitated, martyrs for Jesus. But in this group will also be the great falling away. Group two, they flee into the wilderness, where God has prepared a place and will take care of them. Group three, these along with the two witnesses in Jerusalem aren't afraid to give their life as they are called to instruct many and do exploits. In closing, let me do an overview of the last 7 years. We have the signing of the 7-year peace treaty. Everyone is euphoric. Then we have massive demonstrations in support of the beast or the Antichrist. After 250 days, the dedication and the inauguration of the Jewish temple and reinstatement of daily animal sacrifice. We will have economic recovery, financial assistance for those with radio frequency identification implant. RFID means peace and safety. Be a good world citizen. He will be erasing part or all of the national debts to the IMF and the World Bank. Wow. The first war. He invades the Middle East to enforce peace. Says many are killed and he returns to his homeland with great riches. The second war. He invades the Middle East and he plans to occupy Israel. He returns as Israel's allies come from Kittim or Cyprus. There'll be a serious assassination attack on the life of the Antichrist. This quote-unquote Elijah calls down fire from heaven. So the UN troops stop the daily sacrifice after 1,010 days in the temple. And the reason given is transgression of the animal rights. In the midst of the 7 years, after 3.5 years, Satan and his demons are cast into the earth. And the mayhem starts. The abomination of desolation or the image is placed in the temple. The image demands worship or be killed. The RFID is mandatory. The great tribulation starts and Jesus said to flee and run. The seal of God for his children. God is not pleased with the persecution of his children. So the 7 tribulation trumpets start. The first 5 are meteor showers and asteroids. Then robots and androids get administrative positions. He gives away land to strengthen the loyalty of his supporters. The 6th trumpet is an army of 200 million that is amassing in the east. Towards the end of his 7-year tenure, he invades the Middle East and Israel, but not Jordan. He kills the 2 prophets in Jerusalem and he sits in the temple as God. Israel's allies prepare for war. So it's a nuclear strike against Babylon, a return strike against Russia and the armies which are occupying Israel. The 7th trumpet, Jesus returns. The marriage feast in heaven. And simultaneously, the 7 vials of the nuclear after effects are on earth. This pamphlet is taken from the Little Book, A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1 and Part 2. Please download these from johanpeters.in and you will find leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation, carbon dating to kingdom come, and there'll be no cookies or no information requests, so you can pass this news on.